Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Parshas Bahar B'chukosai and continue our march towards Kabbalah Satayra, the upcoming Chag HaShavuos. But today I'd like to discuss with you some thoughts on Parshas B'chukosai, Bar Halacha, and an Inyan of Mashava. Let me start with the Dvar Mashava. In the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai, we're told, in B'chukosai Teleichu, we're told that there's schar for doing mitzvahs. It seems to be a problem. The Gra in Mishlei, Perikhez Pasik Yotes, writes that even though there are some mitzvahs, Sha'adam Oichel Perisem Ba'ilam Hazeh, there are mitzvahs for which there is schar, Mahay Alma, for which there is schar in this world, as we say every morning. Eilu Dvarim Sha'adam Oichel Perisem Ba'ilam Hazeh. Nevertheless, says the Gra, it's better for tzaddikim to put that schar away for Olam Haba. I guess this is something like a compound interest, where you have the keren, you have the principal, which is put away for Olam Haba, and sort of the interest, the schar, the partial schar, which is available in Olam Hazeh. If a person puts away that schar for Olam Haba as well, so then he's got a larger keren, the riddus becomes keren, the interest becomes principal, and he has more for Olam Haba. At any rate, the Gra says the Farish that it's odd, it's better for tzaddikim to put away even that schar for Olam Haba. Rav Steinman in the Elas HaShachar asks that if so, what is the Imbuchu Kaiset Elechu Nesati Kishmesen B'itam? Why is this great news that if we do mitzvahs, we'll get schar in Olam Hazeh? In addition, asks Rav Steinman, in davening, we say Sabinu Mituvecha. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us schar in this world. So he asks the same kasha, better put away the schar for Olam Haba. Now, if somebody wants the schar for Olam Hazeh, he's entitled. But why be kaveh, and why set up davening that way? Steiner answers that there's a difference between schar for the yachid and schar for the rabbit. For a yachid, the Gra is right. It's better if tzaddikim put away their schar for Olam Haba. However, our parasha is talking about schar for the rabbin. This is something we discussed in previous years. In the name of Rabbi Chanan. Now we know in this world there's tzaddik v'ra'alai and rosh v'tayvlai. They are individuals who might be righteous and suffer. In Mechukaisa it seems to say if you're righteous, then you have a success in this world. And if not, you fail in this world. We see it's not that way. Rabbi Chanan explained that the parshiyos of the Torah, which talk, and of Nevi'im, which talk about schar in this world, are referring to the Rabbin, the Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael goes under Rabbeinu Shlomo's ways, we have Hatzlacha. And so too says Rav Steinman, that in B'chukaisei Teilecho refers to the Rabbin. B'sabeinu Mituvecha refers to the Rabbin. Our Tfilais are Tfilais for the Rabbin. And so, this is an explanation of the B'chukaisei Teilecho. Rav Tom used to say a totally different mahalach in this idea. The same question, schar is better put away by Olam Haba. Why are there dvarim shadam eichel perseim by Olam Hazeh? And Rav Tom would answer, by, if I recall correctly, by quoting a Gemara. It's a Gemara that says, Rav Zeira ki have a cholash. Rav Zeira, when he was weak and he wasn't able to learn, he would sit by the doorway of the Beis HaMedrash. Why? So there, when Talmidei Chacham would come and go, he would stand up for them. Ki hechel de lekabel agra, so that he should get schar. So the Gemara says, when Zera was too weak to learn, he would sit near the Beis Medrash and stand up for Talmidei Chacham to get schar. The test question is, to get schar, you're not supposed to do mitzvahs in order to get schar. A person's supposed to do mitzvahs l'shma. Reb Zera, the great Reb Zera, doing it for schar. Rav Tom would answer. There are two types of schar. There's a schar, which is physical pleasure in this world. A person should not do mitzvahs to the schar of having pleasure or hatzlacha anywhere, not in this world. The Rambam says, even though I'm not boy, you're doing it for your own pleasure. That's not right. However, there is a schar which enables a person to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. The schar for a Maiki Rabbanam, someone who shows kavod for Rabbanam, is Yerushalayim. So Reb Zera said, let me stand up for Talmidei Chachamim, and in that way, I will get the schar, l'kabel igra, I'll get more Yerushalayim. Anytime schar is a tool in Avodas Hashem, it's desirable, it's lishma to do things for that purpose. So too, says Rapan, when we ask for schar, when we say we want to be Eichel Bereseh and Boel Mazeh, we're talking about a schar which enables us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. A schar which gives us menuchas ha-nefesh to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parnasa, kalav and nekiya, parnasa that's easy, not easy because we're lazy, but because it should leave us with a mind that's clear, with a happy neshama to be able to sit and learn. So that the desire for the tzaddik is mechad b'itam, so that we should be better by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are two mahalchim regarding the beginning of this week's parasha. At the end of parashas B'chukai, we have a parasha regarding a bechor. And parakom zayin pasuk chavav, we read, Ach bechor asher yivukar laHashem b'behema, v'yagdish isha isay. The Torah tells us he cannot take a bechor and turn it into a carbon shlamin, turn it into a carbon oila, turn it into any other carbon, because once it's a bechor, you can't be magdish. From this, the Mishnah Masechtas Temura, Reish Perakei, learns, Ach Bechor Asher Yevukar LaHashem. Only once the Bechor is born, you can't turn it into a carbon. When the Bechor is still in the mother's womb, a person can't turn it into the carbon. And therefore the Mishnah says, if a person is going to have an animal that's a Bechor born to him, he's going to have to give it away. If he desires, he could say, Im Zachar Oila, I am magdish this animal in its mother's womb. If it's a male animal, it should be a carbon oila. And then he could be yitza, his obligation or his nedava, to bring a carbon oila. That is all part of the Mishnah. Now, let me share with you a shayla in the Chuvas Marsham, Chelek Hei, Chuvah Membeis, and it's quoted here in the Harevna on the Parsha. A person wanted very badly to have children, and he made a neder. The example that's brought, he swore to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if God gives him a son, he'll give $36,000 to tzedakah. If God gives him a daughter, he said he would give $18,000 to tzedakah. Apparently, he wanted a son more than he wanted a daughter. He said, if I have a son, I'll give $36,000 to tzedakah. If I have a daughter, I'll give $18,000. His wife, Baruch Hashem, gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. And here he came to ask a shayla, how much does he have to give? He only made a neder to give, well, either 36 or 18. Does he have to give $54,000? What's the halach? Said the Marsham, let's go back to that Mishnah in Masechtas Devarim. You have this man who's trying to turn the baby in the mother's womb into a carbon. So the Mishnah reads as follows. The man said, "In Zachar Ayla in Nikeva Shlamin, if that Uber is male, it should be a carbon Ayla. If it's female, it should be a carbon Shlamin." The Mishnah says, if the animal gave birth to twin calves, they're both Kaidish. The male calf is an Ayla, the female is a Shlamin. Now from there, the Masham learned the same thing here. He made a neder, if a male this, if a female that, they're both born, he's got to pay double. Ad kan, this is the Pesach of the Marsham, and as I said, it's quoted in this week's parasha by Rav Zilberstein in the Sefer HaRezna. When I read this, I was matnia. There seems to be a logical difference between the two cases. In the case of the man making a neder, he never intended to give $54,000 that stuck in any event. He was going to give either $36,000 or $18,000. He never intended to give more. It's not the same as a man who has a cow that's about to give birth. He's not promising to give money from his pocket. He is saying if it gives birth to a male, it's one type of carbon, a female another carbon. Both are born. He has no greater loss. He does not have a greater expenditure of money if they're both carbonists. Because after all, he was saying that whatever is born should be a carbon. If it's one, it'll be one carbon. If it's two, it'll be two. We have no reason to say he never intended for both to be carbonized. How can one compare that to this shayla? But the man promised not baby that's born to tzedakah, but money from his pocket. He never intended to give $64,000 to tzedakah. And therefore, this tzak, beautiful agadita, seems to have some flaw in its logic. If you have the shiloh, ask. I'm not asking. My final word today is a word in Rav Schwab's sefer on the parasha. I'm not going to discuss the part that has to do with the parasha, but the part that has to do with the kaddish that said at Esiyim. At Esiyim, we say a very special kaddish, and we're mispalel Yiskadel Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah. May Hakadosh Baruch Hu's great name be exalted and sanctified. In the world that it will be renewed, and in the world where the dead will come alive again. And they will have to hear some mason and come back to the world. And Hashem will rebuild the city of Yerushalayim and complete the Beis HaMikdash within it. And uproot the strange kingdom, the Goyim, from the land. And here, this seems to be out of order. The building of the Beis HaMikdash, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, will take place after Melchameka Buchana Nuchra Viara, after the foreign nations will be uprooted. And therefore, this seems to be totally out of place. It should say Meka Buchana Nuchra Viara before the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Rav Schwab tells us, Lameka Buchana Nechra Ve'ara means something else entirely. It does not mean to uproot the nations that are around us. It means to uproot the nations that are in us, in the penius of every individual. Every one of us is affected by the sviva around us. Every one of us is affected by the secularism, by the tremendous desire for physical pleasure, for wealth. These are things that pull us away from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'meka pulchona nechra mi'ara. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Goyish nation, which Goyish nation? The Goyish nation that exists within us, the alien kingdom that exists within us, that should be ripped away. That's a reason to be mispowled the Yemais HaMashiach. When I was a bacher, when I was a counselor in camp, I had a Talmud, a very sincere young man. He was at the time 12 or 13 years old. He called me during the winter, and he was in tears. He said, there were rumors at the time that Mashiach was going to come in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever this occasional rumor is. That Adam Godwad said, Mashiach is coming in a couple of weeks, and he wept. He said, Mashiach is coming, I'm not ready for him. When Mashiach comes, we can't do more mitzvahs and get schar for it. We have no Yetzirah. He wept. He said, I'm not ready for him. I told him, we daven for Mashiach's coming, not for our personal pleasure. We daven for Mashiach's coming so that Kavod Shemayim, that the world should be a place where heaven is recognized. L'meka pulchona nuchra ne'ara. We desire that the alien influences, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is so often ignored, should be ripped out from within us. A beautiful insight. Let me end, not with a question this week, but with a beautiful chat. The Ayelos HaShachar Steinman writes the following. There is a promise in the parasha that if one keeps the Shemitah, he will have a crop which is abundant to cover the Shemitah year. The Sma, the Cheshmish Basim HaSamazayin, writes that this applies only when Shemitah was Dairaisa. But Bizman has said that Shemitah is a Drabanan, this promise does not apply. The Chazenish says, the Chazenish disagrees, and he says it applies today as well. Steiner writes that although, in all likelihood, the halacha should be like the Sman, today we see that farmers do have an extra bracha when they keep the Shemitah. Why is that so? Says Steiner, is because of the promise of the Chazenish, the Gezerah of the Chazenish, even if we don't like this man. And the parasha is referring only to Shemitah Daraisa. But because the Chazenish held that it applies to Shemitah Darabanan too, in the Shemayim, it applies to Shemitah Darabanan. Reminds one of Rav they don't exist. What a shot for it. Something to give us an insight into Kavod Talmidei Chachamim. And with that, I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.